Going to be a local restaurant owner. You don't have a pool table in any of your establishments. You know, Mark Abernathy.
Hey, buddy.
Just saying. How are you, my man?
I'm great. How are you, my friend? How's your family? Everybody good?
Everybody's good. Everybody's good. Thank you. We're over here at Jones Brothers. We're talking pool tables. We're eating some pizza. We're hanging out. We're
living a good life.
We're waiting for pending doom, Mark.
I think they're going to punish us for if we vote for this Robinson tax. That's what it's all about.
There you go. There's a man who is singularly focused right now on something he finds to be very important. I do have to read this one tweet before we get into this.
You bet.
Freddie says, it's going to be an epic weekend of upsets and instant classics, and none of us will have power to watch the games.
Oh,
that would be a real travesty.
I hadn't thought about that.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen. Okay, so this is going to a vote of the people, and this is something you're very very passionate about. You and I have been talking about this off and on for the last few weeks. For those who have not followed along, there is money going towards Robinson for the improvements. It's basically redirecting an existing tax money. Is that right?
It is, and thank you for letting us share our position, because the mainstream media has kind of shut us out on a lot of this. They're afraid to make the A&P Commission mad because they advertise so much with us, and so we're having a hard time getting this word out. But I represent over 100 of my restaurant buddies and our customers, and we're really trying to let people know that we're all favor. We all are in favor of fixing up Robinson Center. We need to do that, but their plan for funding this is just terrible. First of all, they're telling everybody it's not a new tax. And here's what it is. The current tax is secured to bonds that will be paid off in about a year or so. And after that, the city could elect to remove some of the tax, and there's lots of other places they can spend that tax. But basically what they're saying is they want to put it back on us for the next 30 years to pay for this remodel. Well, I'm sorry, they're just playing games with. That's a new tax. If it waddles and quacks, it's a duck. And you know, this is a 30-year new tax allocation. Now, it gets worse. All this tax money, not all of it, but the vast majority of this tax money comes from West Little Rock, some of it from Midtown and Southwest Little Rock, but it's all been spent for over 20 years downtown. Now they want to spend all of it for the next 30 years downtown on another real estate development. And, you know, my buddies in West Little Rock are saying, hey, we're paying most of this tax, and you don't spend any out here. We could use an entertainment complex. What about a sports complex? What about some soccer fields or some baseball fields or some basketball courts? I mean, but, you know, this money's going to be tied up for 30 more years. Now, it gets even worse than that. Look, we built Verizon Arena. We built and paid for it with a $30 million one-year temporary tax and some private funding at about $4,000 a seat. We built and paid for the Dickie Stevens Baseball Park, $33 million tax, temporary one-year tax and private funding at about $6,000 a seat. Now they want to remodel the Robinson Center with a 30-year tax, $70-plus million, over $30,000 per seat. Now, don't you think that requires a little bit of a study? Now, once again, we're for fixing this up, but, you know, they've set this as a special election during the holidays, and they did that on purpose because they know that you generally when that happens, only the people that are for it go out to vote. Well, let me tell you, for all you folks that are listening out there, if you don't go vote, if you're in Little Rock and you don't go vote on this on Tuesday, every hamburger, every slice of pizza, every sandwich, every soft drink, every glass of tea at every McDonald's and Wendy's and Sonic and then Subway, every restaurant you walk into, every caterer, every hotel, every day for the next 30 years, you're going to be paying a tax to fix up Robinson. It's all going downtown. So it's something you need to think about.
Yeah, I would point out, we're joined by Mark Abernathy, local business owner. For those of you who don't know, Red Door, local Luna, has had other restaurants over the years. I would point out that you're a guy that is going to benefit. I mean, you got two restaurants that are in a good spot to have people roll through there on their way to Robinson. So, I mean, this is not necessarily something that's self-serving.
Well, thanks. I mean, that's not something I felt comfortable saying, but the point is, yeah, I would benefit from this. So, but it's still not fair. It's just not right, and I can't. Mm-hmm. My friends in the restaurant business, but mainly my customers, we don't pay for it. Restaurants don't pay for this. It's you guys. It's our customers. You're the ones who will be paying for the next 30 years. All we do is collect it from you. And, you know, if that's where you want this money to go.
There won't be a raised price, though, right? I mean, will you raise prices? I mean, because it's something that's already in place. Or
yeah,
is it something that
right,
you think will
right, the tax,
force that later?
Yeah, we're collecting the tax now. It's just, is this where you want it to go for the next? Do you want to spend it downtown for the next 30 years, or do you want all of that? That's it. Tens of millions of dollars almost every year that mm-hmm. could go to things that, like advertising promotion, which is supposed to, but it could go to a lot of other things. This is going to hurt the rep. It's going to hurt the marathon. It's going to hurt all the festivals and the events that depend on some of that AP money to help them, but all of this is going to be allocated for the next 30 years, and it doesn't have to be. Why, when we ask them, we say, okay, why aren't you funding this like we did Verizon Arena and Dickie Stevens, and like most of these projects are funded all over the United States? Why aren't you doing that? And they have no answer. They have no answer. So, their answer is, well, we've got this money. Let's just spend it here.
What would your solution be?
The solution is, look, and this is real important. If you vote this down, they're still going to fix up Robinson. Because the city will come back, then the city will say, you know, you're right, we got to come up with something smarter and more fair. So the city will come back, I bet they come back within a year, with a plan that says, look, okay, we'll do a temporary tax, we'll get some, they're not even going after any donations and private, which is a big part of what funded Verizon and Dickie Stevens. And this is mm-hmm. a perfect project for contributions and private funding. So they just come back with a plan that makes sense, a temporary tax maybe 1 or 2 years, and we'd support that.
Yeah.
Then everybody could feel good about it. You know, we're the third largest industry in the city, behind government and maybe medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So, our health care.
Yeah.
And we're really angry about this.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a very important issue, certainly. And I encourage people to read up on it the best you can before the vote rolls around next week. And hopefully we won't have any issues getting to the polls next Tuesday. I'm assuming things will be cleaned up by then. But do appreciate the call and always respect your opinion, Mark. We've got a couple folks that want to weigh in on this as well. So I appreciate you stirring the pot for us today. So
thanks, buddy. I appreciate you. And you have a great holiday.
You too. Take care, Mark. I'll talk to you before. Thanks, man.
Okay. So long.
All right, see you later. That's Mark Abernathy, local business owner. Let's get these couple quick calls in, Matt, before we take a break. What's up, Boom?
Not much, man. I was just following Mark up a little bit on that. I just want to say I'm going to vote against that, but because I listened to a show the other day that said they're redoing the metal work on the federal capital, United States mm-hmm. Capitol, and it's $60 million for a two-year refurbishment of the United States Capitol. I don't know how we can spend $70 million on Robinson Auditorium. I don't even know how they could do it. But I just want to say that. Go Hogs always, guys. Love the show. Huh?
Thanks, Boom. Hopefully they're going to drink-proof the seats, because that's been my only complaint.
Leather recliners.
Is if I'm paying $4 for a soda in the lobby before I go in, I want to be able to take my soda.
All they need is no-spill cups like that place I told you I went to.
I'll drink out of a sippy cup.
Yeah,
I'm
no, it's not even
it.
A sippy cup. It's I guess it is a sippy cup, but hey, it's beer.
Give me my beer and my sippy cup.
Just put it in a bottle, I'll drink it.
When I was 8 years old, my mama gave me my beer and my sippy cup, and I want one now. Jimmy.
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, here's my deal. You know, yeah, it is expensive. What I disagree with, and I don't, you know, work for any of these jokers at advertising beer on all that. But,
right.
You know, the way he's figuring the per seat thing is wrong. You know, if you're comparing Verizon Arena with Robinson Auditorium, it's apples and oranges, for one thing. Plus, he hasn't taken into account all the catering, all the convention, the stuff on, you know, businesses going in there. I don't know if they're talking to lofts. I don't think they are. But, you know, he hasn't considered any of that. He's just taken all the seats in the auditorium and divided by $68 million. And that's not right.
Do you think it's fair that they spent 100% of that pool of money towards one project?
Well, you know, I mean, Robinson is a different animal. You know, it's over 100 years old. It's not, you know, an aluminum structure like Verizon Arena.
So is my grandmother, but I don't want you spending $700 million on her or $70 million on her either.
And I've seen your grandmother. I'd agree with that.
She's a good-looking woman.
By the way, who dressed you in these Buzz advertisements? Did your wife give you that outfit?
No, my wife does not make any suggestions. She probably should, Jimmy.
Anyway, I understand it. Okay, so they turn it down and then come back with a $55 million renovation. I mean, you know, nothing's going to change. The tax continues. I don't know.
I'm
a big supporter of the acoustics in there. It's a gym.
No, it's a great place. I'm with you.
I mean, you can't put the symphony over at Verizon Arena, you know?
That's true. Very fair point. Jimmy, appreciate the call. Thank you. Matt, hang on. Corndog, hang on. James, how do you feel about the acoustics here at Jones Brothers Pool Tables?
They're wonderful.
They are spectacular.
Sing in the building all the time.
I do, too. What do you guys do when you sell? Like, I've been at, down at Landers, they have a gong. I don't even think they ring it anymore, but they used to ring a gong when they would sell a car. Do you guys have any sort of special deal you do when you sell something here?
I shake their hand and tell them thank you very much.
You know what? You're such a pro.